Wyatt Sievers is a 30-year-old artist and teacher. His pit bull boxer mix Parker enthusiastically welcomes anyone who comes into Sievers' woodshop behind the Murray Art Guild. The floor is covered with sawdust, and a project he's working on for someone in Knoxville sits unassembled on his work table. Sievers is too old to be covered by his parents' insurance, but he wasn't in a hurry to get coverage.
I've just paid for my doctor's visits as I've needed them, and I don't catch the cold but once every couple of years. I've been putting it off until the deadline, and I had to, so I did, and it worked out good.
It's worked out because by selling custom-built tables and benches and teaching workshops for children, Sievers' income is low enough to qualify for Medicaid, which means
it's paid for 100%.
The procrastination and indifference toward health insurance among young, healthy people like Sievers means fewer of them have signed up for health care since the marketplace opened. But they're vital for making the state and federal health exchanges work. Healthcare officials across the nation want young adults to sign up because they are key to keeping premiums low and steady. Young people tend to be healthier and can help balance the costs of older people who need more medical attention. That's why Kentucky Health Benefit Exchange Executive Director Carrie Banahan and others at the State Cabinet for Health and Family Services are reaching out to Young Invincibles any way they can.
Ms. Pinewood, recently many of the local restaurants have changed their small size option to a whopping 64 ounces.
That's correct, and it's great for the consumer.
For example, if you live in Kentucky and have spent much time streaming shows like Parks and Recreation on Hulu, you've probably seen an ad with smiling, stylized characters that sounds like this.
Great news. Quality health insurance for everyone is here. And Connect, Kentucky's healthcare connection.
Banahan says the ad is part of an online campaign to reach young uninsured people.
We recently got some results back from Hulu and we're very excited that we had a 95% view rate. I mean, that's super fabulous.
In Kentucky, more than 52,000 young adults between 18 and 34 make up nearly a third of all Connect enrollees as of January 17th. But almost 44,000 of those young enrollees are Medicaid eligible, with the remaining almost 8,600 signing up for other plans. Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services spokesperson Gwenda Bond says the department had no goal for Young Invincibles.
We've been happy with our enrollment so far.
The Kaiser Family Foundation reports of all people signing up through exchanges, 40% need to be Young Invincibles to cover costs. The foundation found that number by finding the percentage of Young Invincibles in the individual market, which includes those who are uninsured or buying their own insurance and don't qualify for Medicaid. Young Kentuckians who don't qualify for Medicaid make up nearly 22% of Connect enrollees in the individual market. Bond says since this is the first year for Connect signups, she's not concerned.
We see this as a multi-year process, and that's how the Affordable Care Act was designed. I think sometimes there's this implication in some of the reporting that, oh, we're doomed if we don't get all these people in the first year. But that was never really the overarching plan.
Banahan says she expects more young adults to sign up in coming years as fines increase for not having health insurance.
It's $95 per member, per household, or 1% of income, whichever is greater this year. It increases to the point where it's going to hurt, you know, and it's going to make people say, well, it's cheaper to get coverage.
Kentucky isn't alone in its smaller percentage of Young Invincibles signing up. Nationally, 24% of enrollees in state and federal exchanges are Young Invincibles. But the federal exchange saw an eightfold increase in young adults signing up during December, and Connect could also see an increase as the March open enrollment deadline nears. For WKMS News, I'm Whitney Jones.